Samatha Jhana Vipassana Jhana. Question. What is the difference between Vipassana Jhanas and Samatha Jhanas? Is there an advantage of doing straight insight versus Samatha? Answer. Ultimately, the goal of Buddhism is to see the Four Noble Truths, which can only be seen through the practice of observing ultimate reality as it is. The ancient commentaries record different ways to go about it, but you must eventually focus on reality to see the truth. If you want to become a fully enlightened Buddha, then you have your work cut out for you. If you want to become a private Buddha, then you still have an incredible amount of work to do. If you want to become one of the Buddha's chief disciples, you can look to our Buddha's two chief disciples as examples. There was Moggallana, who took 7 days to become an arahant, and Sariputta, who took 14 days to become an arahant. Why did Sariputta take longer to become enlightened than Moggallana when he was the most excellent in wisdom apart from the Buddha? And why did both of them take longer than those who became enlightened from simply listening to the Buddha teach? It took Sariputta and Moggallana longer because they had higher aspirations. Sariputta had exceptional aspiration, and it is amazing that in 14 days, he could accomplish what he did. He came to understand reality in a very profound way. The sutta states that he was able to observe realities appearing in sequence one by one. You do not need to follow these examples. It is totally up to the individual's aspirations. Kondanya, who was the Buddha's first enlightened disciple, the first person to realize the truth of the Buddha's teaching, had made a wish in a past life that he should be the first person to become enlightened in a Buddha's dispensation. To cement his aspiration, he would give the first of everything as charity. He gave away the first rice when it was unripe. He gave away the first rice when it was ripe on the stalk. Then he gave away the first harvest of the rice. Then he gave away the first threshing of the rice, and then the first polishing of the rice, and so on. He always gave away the first, and then he made a determination that he should therefore come to see the truth first. His brother, at the same time, decided to give away the last of the rice, the last threshing, etc. And then he made a determination to become the last person to realize the Buddha's teaching. The second brother became Subhadha in the time of our Buddha, the last person to learn the Buddha's teaching from the Buddha's own mouth. You have to recognize that there are different ways of accomplishing the same goal. There is even a sutta that is often quoted in which some monk says, "We do not have magical powers and we have not attained the Arupa Jhanas. All we have are the jhanas required for attaining wisdom. We are Panya Vimutti." Vimutti means liberated. The Buddha and the later commentaries say there are two kinds of Vimutti, Panya Vimutti and Citta Vimutti. Those who are Citta Vimutti practice Samatha first and then continue with Vipassana. Panya Vimutti practice only Vipassana, and the jhana that they attain is the bare minimum to see clearly. The commentaries are very clear on this, and there is really no controversy in the text. But in modern times, some people do not accept this and they reinterpret what the Buddha said in new ways. Here, I will give my understanding about the Samatha and Vipassana jhanas according to the commentaries. There are in total three kinds of jhana. The first kind of jhana is Samatha jhana. The second kind is Vipassana jhana. And the third kind is Lokuttara jhana. To attain Samatha jhana, called Aramana Upanijana, in the commentaries, one meditates on an Aramana. Aramana means object, but here specifically it refers to a conceptual object, because only a conceptual object can be made the single object of one's focus over a period of time. There are 40 standard objects of Samatha meditation outlined in the text. The 10 kasinas, which are earth, water, fire, air, blue, yellow, red, white, enclosed space, and consciousness. The 10 contemplations on loathsomeness, which are a swollen corpse, a discolored corpse, a festering corpse, a fissured corpse, a mangled corpse, a dismembered corpse, a cut and dismembered corpse, a bleeding corpse, a worm-infested corpse, a skeleton. The 10 anusati, the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, morality, generosity, heavenly beings, death, the body, the breath, peace. The 4 Brahma Viharas, kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. The 4 Arupa Kamatanas, limitless space, limitless consciousness, nothingness, neither perception nor non-perception. Ahare Patikula Sanya, perception of the repulsiveness of food, and Chatudhatu Vavatana, differentiating the 4 primary elements of earth, fire, water, and air. Focusing on any one of these 40 or something similar leads to Samatha jhana. They are all based on concept, so meditating on these objects will not lead to insight directly. For example, you cannot expect to gain insight by thinking of the color white, because white is a concept apart from the experience of seeing. The only way you can enter into a Samatha jhana is if you focus on something that is stable. And if you focus on something that is stable, you will never see impermanent suffering and non-self. This is the distinction here. Vipassana jhana is called by the commentaries Lakkhanupanijana, which means meditation on the characteristics. Lakkhana means characteristic, referring to the 3 characteristics of all real arisen phenomena: impermanence, suffering, and non-self. Vipassana jhana is based on reality, focusing on a momentary experience that arises and ceases. Vipassana means to see clearly the nature of reality as being unsatisfying, stressful, and not worth clinging to. When you see this, you let go. When you let go, you are free. And when you are free, you can say, I am free. This jhana is necessary to become enlightened because it involves the wisdom that leads to letting go. It is the only way one can enter into nibbana. Samatha meditation was taught and practiced before the time of the Buddha, and yet there are Buddhist teachers who claim that it was discovered by the Buddha. It seems incredible to think that the sublime peace and tranquility described by ancient ascetics was something other than jhana. Hindu gurus are experts in jhanas. The Buddha truly did discover vipassana, as can be seen by the absence of the three characteristics in the teachings of other religions, or even contradiction, especially regarding non-self. Vipassana leads to the third type of jhana, Lokuttara jhana. The monks who call themselves Panyavimutti specify that they had never developed formless jhana, Arupa jhana, which implies that they did attain jhana with form, Rupa jhana. Rupa here refers to the physical nature of the object of meditation. Some say that means even Panyavimutti must practice Samatha jhana, but the real reason for specifying not attaining Arupa jhana is because enlightenment itself involves a specific sort of jhana called Lokuttara jhana. Lokuttara jhana are based on the level of jhana used to attain them. If one enters into Nibbana from the first jhana, this is the first Lokuttara jhana. If one enters from the second jhana, it is the second Lokuttara jhana, and so on.